welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner about ice fishing and ice safety. This is part one of a two-part interview.
How is fishing activity around Guthrie County like right now?
Right now, fishing's about as slow as it gets. We're in transition time, you know, late fall, early winter. The water temperature's really cold right now this time of year, so the fish aren't as active for open water fishing, and everyone's pretty much waiting for safe ice to get out and transition into ice fishing season.
And where would you say are the popular spots to go ice fishing in Guthrie County?
Well, in Guthrie County, we don't have a lot of public water that's impounded. The first place from a public water standpoint that jumps out to me would be the lake at Springbrook State Park. Now, just outside of Guthrie County, just northeast of Dexter in Dallas County, is Beaver Lake, and that's a pretty popular ice fishing spot. In Guthrie County, probably the most popular areas, without a doubt, are farm ponds. Privately owned, so ice fishermen would need permission to, you know, go and fish the farm ponds, but those are probably the most popular areas.
Are rivers like the Raccoon River or Brushy Creek popular for anglers during the ice fishing season?
Not for ice fishing on a river system. It's hardly ever done, just because you have current underneath and ice is so variable on those, and success. Generally, ice fishermen target panfish, bluegills, and crappies, and in most Iowa rivers, you know, it's a channel catfish, flathead catfish, and maybe an occasional walleye, so it's just not a real desirable location on the river systems for ice fishing because there's just not the panfish populations in general terms to target.
Those panfish can typically be found at Springbrook State Park or the other, you know, areas or farm ponds that you mentioned?
Right, or publicly owned, lakes in and around Guthrie County.
How thick should the ice be for fishing?
Well, I did a little internet research yesterday. The standard is 4 inches of ice will support, you know, one person on foot, 5 to 7 inches of ice, a snowmobile or an ATV, and, you know, 8 to 12 inches of ice, or car or small truck. Now, here's my take on it. I ice fish a reasonable amount, so 4 inches of ice, good clear ice, is okay. I'd much rather have 5 or 6 inches myself at a minimum, just to be comfortable. And it's very important to understand that ice is variable on any water body, and it's also never 100% safe. So, and I want to say that, you know, understanding that, you know, ice can be 4 inches in this spot, but if you walk over, you know, 50 or 100 feet, you know, maybe it's only 3 there or so. So fishermen really, especially early, but really all the time, should check that ice, you know, in and around the shore multiple times before they venture out. And ice fishing's a tremendous amount of fun, but every year, you know, in the news, you hear about someone breaking through and going under with bad consequences. So we want to have for our conversation here, Sam, a real safety theme to this and have everybody use good common sense and keep safety in mind at all times when ice fishing, for sure.
If someone does fall through the ice, how are the best ways to respond or for that person themselves to get themselves out of that situation?
Well, one of the things that's recommended, and I think it's a good idea, is to always fish with another person if you can, you know. So if you would happen to go through, ice fishermen, you know, should carry some ice picks that, you know, can go on a little cord or, you know, a lanyard around your neck. And as soon as you go in, you want to have that set up before you go out to be able to access those ice picks, and, you know, immediately grab those and pick into the ice right on the edge and try to get crawled up on the ice, you know, and so you can get up on the ice to get out of the water. There are some ice fishing gear like coats that have flotation built into them. Those are a good idea. You know, a person, you know, if they wanted to, could bring out, you know, a life jacket or something and slip that in as one of their layers for warm clothing.
And what other safety tips do you have for anglers ice fishing?
Those are the main ones there, is to really check that ice multiple times for thickness before you venture out, especially early in the season. But I'll tell a little story here in just a minute to give the listeners just an idea of what can happen, and it's a personal story. But check that ice thickness, you know, have your picks, and if you want flotation and just, you know, go out and have fun. I don't want the listeners to think, you know, or get too nervous. Ice fishing's a tremendously fun sport. Thousands of people do it annually in our state, and there's quite a few local folks that really enjoy doing it and, you know, have wonderful, wonderful experiences. But we just want to be safe with that ice and understand that, you know, it varies in thickness, and it also varies in terms of structure. You know, good clear ice is the best ice. If it's cloudy or stuff, it's not as good as clear ice structurally for holding weight.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner about ice fishing and safety. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.